And now for the next few minutes, a conversation on how a vote in a House of Representatives committee could possibly be a milestone that goes back to 1915. In 1915, over a million Armenians were massacred by the Ottoman Turks. The event has been called many things: the Armenian Holocaust, the Armenian Massacres, the Armenian Relocation, the Great Calamity. What it hasn't been called, by the United States anyway, is genocide. And during a news conference in Turkey last spring, President Barack Obama seemed like he was stepping away from this issue of genocide.
If they can move forward and deal with a difficult and tragic history, then I think the entire world should encourage that.
And much of the world has encouraged that up till now, but this vote in the Foreign Affairs Committee in the House of Representatives could be decisive in pushing the U.S. government to taking a more decisive stand on what happened in 1915. Joining us now is the BBC's Jonathan Head. He's the Turkey correspondent for the BBC and joins us now from Istanbul. Good morning, Jonathan. How important is this vote?
It's very important to Turkey. It's very important to the U.S. These are two countries really bound together now as allies. The Obama administration clearly sees Turkey as a very good example of a Muslim democracy, as a thriving economy, and as a key ally in this region. If this resolution goes through, don't be in any doubt, it will affect relations. It's hard for people, I think, in the U.S. to understand how this one little eight-letter word, genocide, matters so much. But this is an intensely nationalistic country, and even those Turks who understand that they do have to re-examine their history and find bridges with the Armenians are very sensitive about having that label genocide attached to them. There'll be a bad public reaction, and for sure the government will downgrade relations to some degree. How much, we don't know. What they're saying is all options are open if this resolution goes through.
You know, and there are a lot of places in the world that you visit and that you've reported on, Jonathan Head, where 1915 is sort of the present day. The border between Turkey and Armenia is still closed in most places, right?
It is. It's still closed. It's supposed to be opened. And I think that's part of what's gone wrong here. In the last couple of years, the administrations have been in the States have been able to argue, look, there has been this process going on of bringing Turkey and Armenia together. And that's put Congress off putting through the resolution that would damage that process. In October last year, the foreign ministers of both countries signed a historic agreement they would, for the first time, establish full diplomatic relations. But in the last few months, that's gone wrong. Both sides mistrust each other. They disagree about the deal. And I think the sense that the momentum's gone out of that deal between Turkey and Armenia has emboldened Congress again.
You can experience this history if you go to eastern Turkey or go to Armenia. And as I said, the BBC's Jonathan Head has reported on this many times in the past. I can understand from Armenia's perspective this is a human rights issue, the use of the word genocide. What is it for Turkey? Liability?
It's liability, it's reputation. It's a country that from the beginning of its republican history has felt very sensitive about its reputation. It's simply something Turks can't accept, even if they're confronted with the historical evidence.
Who's driving this now? What's the timing?
At the moment, the driving is very much this government itself would like a better relationship with Armenia. They are willing to have a better look at their history. They're far more open than the more staunch Republican governments in the past, but they can't carry public opinion with them. And even they're very emotional about the genocide label. They're willing to mend fences with Armenia. They're willing to go some of the distance. But if they're slapped for the term genocide, it's going to put the whole process back.
Jonathan Head, history from 1915 alive and well in our time. Jonathan Head, BBC correspondent in Istanbul.